This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
A good day for B of A.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. It appears Bank of America will get the Chicago bank it's been seeking. Today, the Dutch Supreme Court ruled that B of A's purchase of LaSalle Bank was legal. Bank of America bought LaSalle for $21 billion from the Dutch bank ABN AMRO. But that deal got caught up in a bigger fight between Barclays and a Scottish bank that wanted to buy ABN. That battle will continue in the courts. Boy, what a day for Wall Street. Some healthy retail sales numbers, plus news that Alcoa might be a takeover target, and bam, a stock-buying frenzy. The Dow had its biggest one-day gain in 5 years, 284 points. That's more than 2%. The Dow's now in shouting distance of 14,000. The Nasdaq added 50 points, close to 2%. The S&P 500, same thing, 28 points. Japanese investors responded in kind today. The Nikkei gained 1.5%. In Europe, the markets are about 1% higher. Yesterday, the U.S. Postal Service reached a new 5-year labor contract with its mailmen and women. The two sides agreed to stop giving city delivery routes to private contractors for the next 6 months. Jill Barshay has more.
2 years ago, just 2% of the nation's deliveries were handled by private mailmen. But the Postal Service is under pressure to cut costs. It's handing more delivery routes to private contractors. Murray Comerow was an executive director of a presidential postal reform commission.
Anytime the Postal Service can save a dollar through lower labor costs, that tends to hold down the price of a stamp, because 80% of the cost of a stamp goes to labor.
Bill Young is the president of the National Association of Letter Carriers. He says the Postal Service just wants to avoid paying benefits.
That's just a way of forcing people to work without health insurance and without retirement.
Postal unions and management will now sit down to try to agree on where to use private contractors in the future. In New York, I'm Jill Barshay for Marketplace.
Hollywood's got its own set of labor talks to worry about. They have to do with TV reruns. Reruns can be a nice source of income for the actors and writers and directors that produce the show. They get paid a residual every time a show is rebroadcast. But the studios want to rethink those checks since people aren't going to the movies the way they used to. Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
The studios say lower audience numbers make it tough for them to pay for rebroadcast work in the same way they've been doing till now. Nicholas Counter runs the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers.
The whole audience and viewing patterns have changed, and as a result, we think we should take a look at all these compensation formulas.
One big issue concerns payment for work broadcast over the web. Writers want more money. Studios are happy with the status quo. Carl Diorio is with The Hollywood Reporter. He predicts interesting contract talks between the Writers Guild and the industry. They start next week.
The parties could fool us and find quick harmony, but I will tell you, most people in Hollywood are expecting this to be one of the more difficult sets of negotiations that the town has seen in some time.
Meanwhile, he says actors and directors are preparing their own compensation studies, ready to present ahead of their contract talks next year. I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Medtronic Foundation, partnering with Mended Hearts to provide online and hospital support to newly diagnosed heart disease patients. You can learn more at mendedhearts.org. And by Reuters, delivering news and information that reaches over 1 billion people every day. Before it's news, it's Reuters.
Marlon Brando had one. James Cagney won his in a poker game. I think Leo DiCaprio owns one, too. I'm talking about private islands. Actually, these days, you don't have to be super rich to buy your own island. We decided to look into the San Juan Islands near Seattle. Here's Hannah Jaffe Walt.
Shopping for an island is like buying a house. First, you check out the property. And if you're looking for a San Juan beauty, realtor Wally Gudgel can get you there in a boat that's perfect for you.
I have a big boat for nouveau riche kind of people because they like to be pampered, and a little boat for old money people. Old money people want to be treated like a regular guy.
What boat are we going to be taking now?
We're going to take the little boat. No offense.
So you think I'm old money?
Yeah, you look like old money.
Huh. Must be my sweater vest. Anyway, we jump in the regular guy boat and jet through a series of rounded, lush green islands jumping up out of the water.
This is Little Double Island. It's about 2 acres. Well, it's actually 3.5 acres.
The couple on the island next door bought Devil a few years ago, you know, as a guest island, but they haven't used it much, so it's on the market for almost $4 million. Gudgel says plenty of people can afford that.
It's true, the world is awash in cash.
I can't afford to buy this private paradise, but there are islands now going for as little as a couple hundred thousand, and close to home, too, off the coast of Mexico, Canada, and Connecticut. Private island realtors say they're getting more calls and some increased sales. Wally Gudgel says, duh, security and privacy are increasingly scarce. Plus,
most men would kill to live on their own island.
And now there are always cell phones, satellites, and crackberries to keep you company. But you can turn it all off and be here among the wildflowers. Well, I'm sold. That is, until I finish off my water bottle. So I have one other question.
Yes.
Is there a bathroom?
Oh, no, you just go in the woods.
I'll wait. Thanks. That's the thing about buying an island. There's nothing here. No bathroom, no septic system, no electricity. It's up to the buyer to set that stuff up. On this island, Gudgel says it'd run $250,000 to put all that in. In the San Juan Islands, I'm Hannah Jaffe Walt for Marketplace.
If you want to take the Marketplace Morning Report with you, we offer a podcast. Check it out at our website, marketplace.org. In Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.